I don't know if I can read this one without laughing, but a well-known Florentine carnival song, Canto dei Cardoni, rhapsodizes about the cardoon. And as you hear it, I'm sure you'll know to what part of the male anatomy it's oh so unsubtly referring to. Ladies, we are master growers of cardoons, which in our gardens grow big and good. We shall give you this recipe of ours, besides which we have no greater gift to give. The cardoon should be in size a span or a little more, for nature cannot digest anything so big and hard, even though we always like big mouthfuls. Oh, so much for the cardoon. Horticultural motifs were not the only coded references to sodomy and homoerotic pleasures in the burlesque lexicon, both literary and artistic, of the Renaissance. A more ubiquitous metaphor, and we saw this played already, was the bird, slang in the Renaissance and throughout the ages for the penis, and more specifically in the 16th century, either for that particular part of the anatomy or for the rear end of an accessible boy. The political theorist and playwright Niccolò Machiavelli, in an epistolary novella, employed the bird metaphor to describe the sodomitic appetites of one Giuliano Brancacci, who, believing that every bird was in waiting, went in search of quarry. Enticing a little bird into an alley, quote, he kissed it repeatedly, straightened two feathers of its tail, and put the bird in the basket behind him, unquote. The protagonist of this account is a supposedly literary invention who just happens to have the same name as the real Giuliano Brancacci, who's mentioned in letters written to Machiavelli by his friend Francesco Vettori. Machiavelli makes it clear that anyone from a long list of names could be substituted for his fictional bird-loving Brancacci, thereby confirming that bird hunting, or sodomy, was common practice in Renaissance Florence, a reality confirmed in contemporary written documents. I think the bird on this Maiolica plate is a metaphor for sodomy, an alternative to the carnal pleasures of female flesh offered by the woman who displays her breasts, a profane gesture of offering, as we've already seen. She attempts to persuade the viewer, a prospective client, one whose natural inclinations might incline more to bird hunting, to sample her particular charms. Such would seem to be the essence of the inscription, take it and don't regret it. The worst that can happen is you'll have to give it back. Try it, you'll like it.